Hey there. I made it. Sorry about that. It took me longer than I thought I would to get here. Okay, you caught me. I took a detour back to Jessica's grave first. There were a few things I needed to... Oh. That's between me and her. But I'm here now for a camping night. Of course, it's not night yet. But we are gonna be here all night, right? Don't start picking on me right away. I had enough of that when we were bowling. Oh no, you don't. You don't get to laugh anymore. I don't care what you think you remember, or how silly you think I looked. Yeah, I did have fun. I would do that again. If it was with you. Even if you picked on me some more. No, I mean it. You're a lot of fun. And you're sweet. You enjoy being with me the way I am. I appreciate that. Really? That feels a little like we're back in middle school, doesn't it? No. I'm not trying to say there's nothing else good about you. Alright, let's see. I can already tell you're good at a lot of different things. You seem to me to be a jack of all trades. You told me about your work with computers. So you're highly skilled in that way. But you also know a lot about outdoor stuff. I get the impression that you could be a mountain man out in a log cabin by yourself in the woods and be perfectly content. I can relate to that. Let's see. You're sweet. I know I already said that. Let me finish. You felt like you can be free to be yourself around me. And yet, at the same time, you are considerate of how I feel, and you do your best to make me feel at home around you. I really like that. I love the way you challenge me to be more without making me feel inadequate about who I am. You like me for who I am, but I guess I feel that you like me enough to believe I can be better. And? You're kinda cute. Okay, it's your turn. No way. You wanted me to share what I thought about you. You have to do the same for me. Nope. I'm not letting you avoid it. I'm not hungry yet, so put down those hot dogs and sticks. We're friends now, and friends have to share. If you only want me to share with you, and you don't give anything back, then you're not a friend. You're a parasite that's sucking the very life out of me. Yeah, I went there. Now come on, friend. Spell it. What do you like about me? Really? Thank you. That's sweet. I wasn't sure if you'd noticed. Wow. Thank you. I didn't realize I'd help you that much. No, didn't make me cry. Well, kind of, you did. But please don't think it's a bad thing. What you said was really touching. And I guess I kind of already was starting to cry a little. When Jessica and I... So what now? A gift? Really? It's not my own tent, is it? Because I really wouldn't know how to set it up or anything without you. Oh, a blue rose. Thank you. That's so sweet. I know, I keep repeating that word. Well, if you don't want me to say it, then you've got to stop being that way. Yeah, the black one was for Jessica. So, this one is for me? I love it. A blue rose signifies uniqueness, rarity. Is that supposed to be me? Oh, thank you. Should I tell you again how sweet you are? Just to keep confirming it. Alright, I believe you didn't know that. You don't have to panic. Oh boy. Did you turn a bright shade of red when I said that? Okay, I'll stop teasing. A blue rose. I can also represent our spiritual growth. It stands for truth. Or rather, our own search for truth. A desire to know what we really are, who we really are, and maybe who we could be. I'm sorry. I really wasn't trying to be dark or somber. I know I'm the goth girl, and people expect it of me. I really wanted this to be a fun night. I wanted it to be about you. Singing songs around a campfire. Telling stories. That kind of thing. I didn't want to bring the mood down. Yeah. Jessica's role made me think about myself. She died so young, but she impacted so many. Her spark in this world still lives on. I think I could live to be 100 and nobody would notice. I know you said I helped you. But did I really? Or was that still from Jessica? Would I have done that on my own? Would I have cuddled you or comforted you the other night if it wasn't for her? I guess you're right. Whether Jessica inspired me or not, I still did it. I still helped you. But I can't help feeling like my life is being wasted. That's what I was talking with Jessica about. I feel like I do want to help people. I do want people to be happy that I'm around. Like they were with her. But I don't feel worthy. I don't feel like I'm worthy of you. Sorry. Thank you. hope you don't feel like you need to hold me. No, I'm glad you want to. You already paid me back for cuddling with you when you were crying, remember? You put your arm around me at Jessica's grave. That's right. I let you rest on my lap while we were at the cemetery. Okay, and you can hold me while we sit here. Thank you for saying that you'd hold me, even if you didn't owe me one. Yeah, I guess you really are my friend. Sorry. I'm not used to... well, having a friend. Would it be okay if I laid down and you cuddled me like I did to you the other night? Thank you. This does feel nice. Why did I go to see Jessica again? I wanted to ask her if it was okay with her that you're my friend. And I wanted to ask her how to do that. How to be a friend to someone. No, I've never had a friend before. Jessica was the closest thing I've ever had to having anybody I cared about. And she was only in my life a few times. Am I unlovable? But if nobody wants to be around me, then is it them? Or is it me? I say that people depress me, but is it me? Am I the real problem? Am I one of those people that nobody can love? Thank you. Thank you for telling me that. And thank you for not letting me go. You'll never let me go. Something you don't like. What if who I am is just isn't enough? Okay, I believe you. And I promise I'll try to be better. You don't have to change either. I love you just the way you are. I'll always be your friend. If you'll let